The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
So, Ajay, didn't you once tell me your brother is based in Hong Kong?
Macau, actually. One island hop away from Hong Kong.
Ah. Well, it looks like a geopolitical typhoon is coming his way. Newsweek magazine's recent cover story was ominously titled, The End of Hong Kong.
Oh, you're talking about the fallout from China imposing a new security law on the city?
Yes, Trump has even threatened to revoke many of the special trade privileges that the city enjoys, which lets the U.S. treat it somewhat differently from the rest of China.
Wait, let me back up a bit here, though. I think it's important to lay out how we got here first. So, cut back to the summer of 1997. Britain hands over its former colony, Hong Kong, to China, but under the condition that the territory would have its own mini-constitution and its own set of laws. And every time China has tried to change this dynamic, there have been massive protests in the city.
Mm-hmm. We saw this even last year. Now, last week, China introduced a new law. It basically says relevant national security organs of Beijing will set up agencies in Hong Kong to fulfill relevant duties to safeguard national security. The language is very vague. Nobody knows what's coming.
And obviously, a lot of people are worried.
Yep. And that's why I was asking about your brother.
Actually, in some ways, what's unfolding matters to India as a whole, too. A lot of Chinese investment into India is routed through Hong Kong, which is seen as a safer channel. That's why Trump also lashed out last week, because of all the business and financial ties with the city.
Exactly. Hong Kong may seem very far away, but it's a global financial hub. What happens there can leave larger ripple effects. The city actually raised more money via IPOs than any other global city in 7 out of the last 11 years. That's why I reached out to Rahul Jacob. He used to work as the Hong Kong bureau chief for the Financial Times. I asked him to connect with some people currently based in the city and do a ground report.
What's his take? All this gloom about the city's future prospects is accurate?
Well, there's definitely some concern, especially among the lawyers and local journalists. But from a business point of view, Rahul writes that not much will change. He even pointed to the $4 billion secondary listing of JD.com, China's largest e-commerce company after Alibaba. It was massively oversubscribed on Hong Kong Stock Exchange just last week.
So business as usual then, no sign of worry or gloom, at least among those who control the levers of money in the city.
Yes, some of them are even reacting with relief at the prospect of a new security law. You know, as you know, last year's political protests got violent at times and unnerved many people. It pushed the city into a deep recession even before the pandemic.
But China's understanding of press and judicial freedom is really different from Hong Kong's worldview, right? What's going to happen when, say, an out-of-favor mainland Chinese political leader's case ends up in a Hong Kong court as a result of the new law? Will an independent judiciary take charge? Will the city be okay if there is interference from Beijing?
These are all good questions, Ajay. One senior investment banker who has been in the city since the 1990s told Rahul Jacob, I think the enforcement will remain under the Hong Kong regime, under the Hong Kong judges. But that's just a hope. When Communist China makes a law for what is one of the most liberal cities in Asia, it is a journey into the unknown.
Yeah, but this whole idea of one country, two systems has kind of worked reasonably well till now, no? One of the ironies of the Chinese takeover in the late 90s is that Hong Kong's economy has witnessed a prolonged boom.
Yes, it suits everyone to not disturb things too much. Relocating to a nearby city like Singapore is just too much of a hassle. Singapore, in fact, has its own version of a heavy-handed state with its stringent security laws.
I guess the Hong Kong story is also a small window into some larger pandemic-related frustrations. Where to do business, which geographies and supply chains are safer.
A lot of things are in flux, clearly, Ajay. While some companies and stock traders are making their plan Bs and plan Cs, it's also not that easy to relocate or avoid places like Hong Kong.
Yeah, and a lot will also depend on whether the Trump administration could seek to hurt China by damaging Hong Kong as a financial center.
Well, that would be like a nuclear button in this ongoing US-China trade war.
Well, thanks to the pandemic, I have gotten used to taking things one day at a time. So I'll go catch up with my brother and avoid geopolitics entirely.
Yeah, you do that. I'll go and get my daily dose of Netflix. Oh, and if you're listening to this podcast, I hope you and your family are safe. Do keep social distancing in mind as you step out. Have a productive week. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunita Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.